The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past and over o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, popping those motherfucking clips.
I'm all wet from spilling water all over myself, man.
Did it affect your voice?
Yes, it did.
All right.
Unlike Joan Rivers, I have nodes on my vocal cords.
Poor Joan Rivers. I hope she's not dead by the time this airs.
Probably, though.
Because I like Joan Rivers.
There's a better than 90% chance she's dead by the time this airs.
Yeah, man, that's too bad.
I love her,
dude. I mean, I know it's not like I find her funny, but you know, I don't find.
I've laughed at her stuff.
I mean,
while.
I don't know. Maybe
I loved how Joan Rivers was. You know, she wouldn't apologize for anything.
Yeah, good for her for that.
She said something like, "Oh my, you said something offensive." She's like, "I don't care. I'm 80 years old. Don't give a shit."
I know more people should be like that. Don't fucking apologize, especially if you're a comic. You made it. Listen, it's a fucking joke. That's what I do. You can choose not to laugh.
The only time an empty apology is something I'll let you do is if you're doing it to your girlfriend. That's the only time.
Oh, then you have to just to keep the peace. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I fucked your sister. It was an accident.
Three times while you were sleeping.
Third times it was a charm.
But
I've
you were asleep.
That.
I didn't know what else to do.
I didn't think that counted if you were sleeping. That's what I heard.
Sorry I fucked your sister when you were in a coma. Like Joan Rivers.
I didn't think you were coming out of it. I was moving on with my life. What do you want from me? You were in a coma for 4 hours.
That would be weird if you're dating a girl. And like
she wakes up.
No, but like 9 months she's in a coma. It's like, what the, like that Terry Schiavo thing. Like the husband wanted to put her away because he's like, I've been not, you know, at what point is it okay to date? I mean, come on.
I know. I'm trying to move on with my fucking
life. Even if she wakes up in these vegetative states and they wake up, they're not... First of all, the chance of them waking up is slim to none.
Oh, yeah. Nearly impossible.
And if they do, they're not going to be the same person. They're going to be in a semi-vegetative state.
Yeah, I know. It's not going to be much of an improvement.
I mean, when your brain doesn't get oxygen for a while, like Joan Rivers, it's over. I mean, there's not even...
Well, I don't know any details about Joan Rivers.
Yeah, she was getting nose to get up her vocal cords and... She went on a supposedly cardiac and arrest, and she stopped breathing for a period of time.
I mean, how do you stop breathing? Because you'd think that they'd have the medical equipment there to put her, like, on a respirator.
But they couldn't get her back to keep breathing again, I guess.
I really don't know how that works, because if you have a respirator there, that's your lungs. You're getting air. But, I mean, maybe it was such a routine thing, they didn't have that kind of equipment there, and then they had to get her to a real hospital. And so during that period... She
Whatever.
Didn't get air. You know,
you know,
I don't know.
Any of these things for an 80-year-old person, their body's going to be like, not really.
I like
well.
Joan Rivers, but she's so fucking old. Something like that. That's probably it. It's too bad. Anyway, we got clips here. Are we going to fucking be bummed out?
Starting off with our friend Scott Buchanan. Now, you know him from What Burns My Goat.
You know What Burns My Goat.
But he also has a bunch of characters. And this one's called Wake Up with Sunny Girl and Rocky from 8/28/2014.
He does a puppet show, apparently. Not that you could see it, but I'm sure the impressions are going to be so awesome
The theater of the mind.
He'll paint a picture.
Will be so vivid, and you'll just think you're there.
Yeah. So let's hear this.
I don't know how this guy affords cool puppets.
Good morning. Welcome to Wake Up with Sunny Girl and Rookie. I'm Sunny Girl, along with my cute little furball assistant, Rookie.
Did he forget out his own characters' names?
Good morning, everyone. Man, it's hotter than a bonfire in Alaska out here.
That's because you're in Florida.
You know what? That's
so Rookie.
It's pretty shitty impression.
Pretty much
the voice or whatever the fuck he's doing. I guess not
almost
an impression.
I thought we changed things up
a little bit. The one talking now is some kind of
mind?
Little girl or something.
It's a regular jokes, voice.
I hope.
I know. It sounds like this fucking regular voice.
No silly raccoon. No school jokes.
I think the other voice isn't even him. I think it's somebody else.
I was thinking maybe
those both darn his hands.
That have computers could pop us up for the class, and we could teach them things.
That's his fucking voice.
Teach them what?
He's doing his regular fucking voice.
Teach things like the
he must be one of his other drunk buddies.
Yeah, he's got his buddy there holding the other fucking puppet doing the voice.
We could teach them to count, too.
Why would you teach them to count to only two?
Do you think they're doing this on the fly, or do that asshole just write some shit out?
No, silly girl. Teach them to count also.
And the raccoon puppet doesn't even have a mouth. He just, like, moves his head.
Well, listen, it's just a stuffed animal.
The girl puppet is a really good puppet.
Yeah, it's like a real puppet. The other one's just a stuffed animal that I think he threw a hole in its ass. We can jam his hand up there, which is hot in itself.
How not to listen to Sunny Girl? We could teach kids.
It's the shittiest fucking joke.
He screwed up his own joke.
Too like shitty
stranger joke. Stranger danger. Don't talk to strangers.
What the fuck does that guy think he's doing?
It is. I'm the smart one of us two.
Is he so goddamn delusional?
Well,
that he really thinks he's helping people. Like he's changing the world
with
all his bullshit.
A B C.
I guess it's for kids.
For what, kid? What fucking kids watching this shit? He really thinks with his little news and his kind of like editorials and his like opinion.
Well, this is Mark. That is. Burn your goat. That's for adults.
Well, okay.
Politics.
What burns? Yeah, what burns my goat? That's changing the world because when people hear his take on things, that's making a difference. Now this is a fucking kids show. Now obviously, when kids see this, I don't know. What do they become fucking geniuses or something?
Why? Because we love and miss you,
NZ.
See you real soon.
Get a fucking. You know this dude's unemployed, right?
Past.
There's no fucking way he has a job.
I'm pretty sure he lives in a trailer, too.
Probably.
Well,
trailer, no job.
Well, then, this is Rocky.
I wonder how he affords that slick trailer, though.
Keep reaching for the stars and never stop.
Never stop reaching?
Isn't
then I've been doing nothing else. That's like Star Search or something. It's the same for some other show.
He stole
keep
somebody
reaching for the stars and
he stole somebody else's shit. Well,
yeah, I don't
that's
remember.
That's the last we'll hear of Scott Buchanan and all his characters.
Yeah, please.
He's a winner. Next up, we had some road rage last week. Here's some more road rage.
Road la rage.
Lady
it's
road
from
rage.
France. Road la rage, huh?
Ma'am.
For running me off the goddamn road.
I'm sorry.
Bitch.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Just
no,
back.
Fuck you. If I had a gun,
oh
I would shoot you dead. Give me your goddamn phone. Give me your phone.
Ma'am.
Give me your goddamn phone.
I mean, that
ma'am.
Is a threat, isn't it?
I'm gonna
couldn't you fucking call the cops on her for threatening you?
She got in her car, but she's buckled in. She didn't unbuckle.
So she's back in?
She restrained herself.
Thought better of it, I guess. You know what the fucking problem is with
ma'am,
old people?
Ma'am,
she's an old lady.
No.
She thinks that she can just fucking yell and scream with no repercussions. I'm surprised she didn't get out of the car and take a swing at him.
She tried. She can't get her seatbelt off.
Calm down, ma'am.
Well, if she managed to get her seatbelt off, I wouldn't be surprised if she did try.
Relax. I'm sorry. I did not see you.
Because old people think that we're not allowed to do anything back to them.
Fucking Muslim. You are a Muslim, aren't you?
Oh, racist, ma'am.
Goddamn you. You blow up school bus children, you goddamn... Son of a nigger lover.
Man,
her own shit.
She's hitting up all the races.
That you're full of hatred. Why are you so
I'm full of hatred for people that are too goddamn.
Two things. One, in both these scenarios last week and this week, no one was a hit. Now I can see you getting that anger if someone hits your car, but if they almost do. You just go, well, that was a close one, and you fucking
you
move
know
on.
What?
You don't stop and scream at the guy for 2 hours.
If I'm in the car and somebody cuts me off, I lay on the horn, but motherfucker. Guess what? That's it. I'm angry for a couple seconds and I keep on fucking driving. I'm going to pull over. I'm going to fight this guy. And as I was saying, when you're a lot of old people, they will get out. They will try and fucking smack you or something. Like, now I'm not allowed to fucking hit an old person. You can just come up to me and give me a fucking whack. Look, I'm old. I'm allowed. You can't hit me. You can't hit me back. It's fucking self-defense, motherfucker.
The other thing...
I will lay your old ass out, you bitch.
Number two... of my two things, is that this guy is egging her on for no reason. He could have just drove off.
He's egging her on because he wants to put this on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got his camera out, and he's like, what's the problem, ma'am?
This
are you all right?
Thing.
Are
We've
you
seen
are...
this in a bunch of videos. Where they're just like, and they stay calm. Ma'am,
and that
ma'am.
Makes that makes them more enraged.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, ma'am. I'm just, you know,
I didn't do anything to hurt
you.
You
know what? Honest mistake. It's
honest mistake, motherfucker.
You must be a Muslim.
I mean, it is
because only Muslims run into other people.
That is true. I mean, she's right there, but
I'm stupid to know
I guess he's enjoying
ma'am,
himself.
It
might
was
as well.
An accident. It was an accident.
She's having some trouble with that seatbelt.
All my squad, get out there and let them run over. Get out. Get out on the road. And
what?
Let them
yeah, what's her deal? Did God she finally get out? Why can't she get out of her car?
God bless you.
God bless you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Fuck you!
My mom passed away.
I don't even believe in that God.
My family passed away.
Right.
Actually, lady, technically we all believe in the same God in the Judeo-Christian religions.
That is God. I mean, it's the same book.
How dare you?
Old Testament's the same. Yeah.
How dare you?
Relax, please. Take a minute. Just take a minute.
His voice is cracking.
Don't be so full of
take
hate.
A minute. All right, calm down. I'm going through puberty right now. Look at the quickie mode on The Simpsons.
What is my...
She's still... if you watch this video... she finally just managed to get her seatbelt off.
I'm gonna goddamn kill you!
Are you crazy?
Oh, he's not even in a car. He's just walking.
Yeah, he's just wandering around. I'm sure he got out of his car.
Why would he do that? Why would you ever get out of your car if someone's angry at you?
Well, you know what it is?
Now she's trying to run him over.
He saw that it was an old lady, so he thought... Oh, good. I'll fuck with her a little bit. Because if it was some dude, if he saw it was like some young big dude, you know he would have kept on fucking driving. He would not have gotten out of that car. Great, I'm gonna get my ass kicked now. Let's happen.
Yeah, I'm gonna go and.
Meanwhile, it's some old lady. He probably seen her like gesticulating wildly in her car.
Do you think he just cuts people off all day? So he can get a video?
No. I bet it happened. He looks in his mirror, sees her going nuts in the car, and he thought, wow, this is going to be funny. Takes out his phone and turns on the camera and, you know, sees what he can get. Now he's gotten, you know, however many hits on YouTube. Be glad he did that, because how much fucking money did he make off that? Nothing.
Next up, signs of being affected by evil eye, magic, or djinn.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it is a problem. I've been watching this shit on the news, and there's been a lot of people being affected by the evil eye, especially.
1 in 4 Americans is affected by the evil eye, magic or djinn.
And the thing is, you don't even know it, and that's the sad part.
Well, here are the signs, so you know that you've been affected.
Yeah, exactly. Here, listen up. These are the signs of being affected.
Listen up to the silence.
I know.
Okay, the signs...
Signs.
He's hard to understand.
He's basically just repeating the name of the video.
Yeah.
Affected by this djinn. So
very charismatic, this guy.
Somebody who's affected by the.
Now, did they name the alcohol djinn after supernatural? Maybe they just didn't know how to spell, but they named it after them. Because, like, hey man, those magic dudes will fuck you up, so will my juice.
True.
Sometimes they don't feel like to eat.
They don't feel
they
like
go to toilet a lot.
Yeah, you know what? One time I ate some bad seafood. I think I got the fucking evil eye. He's describing everything perfectly.
During the night. But during the day...
But how much is that a lot?
They feel bored,
I mean, two, three? That seems pretty normal. I don't know.
You know what?
And what does he mean by bathroom? Does he mean, having a movement or taking a piss?
If you have to ask, then, you know, don't even bother, man. Don't even bother.
Not to work, not to study. This
guy, he blew his wad early on with the...
I know. Listen, you might be affected by the evil eye if you're pale... Or you're tan, or you feel sick, or you go to the bathroom a lot, or you're tired, you like sleeping during the day, you don't feel like working,
or if you like sleeping during the night,
or you don't want to study.
So, or if you sweat when it's hot.
So pretty much you're constantly being affected.
If you shiver when it's cold, if you have nipples, you are affected by the
evil
eye.
Lucky for me, I don't. So I'm good.
I saw a guy with no nose. At the supermarket. He was in front of me in line.
Did he just have a giant fucking hole?
I didn't see him straight on, but from this... I'm like, something's not right about this guy's profile. He had glasses on, too.
How the glasses stand on?
By a thread, I don't know.
The ears aren't enough to hold up glasses. They rest on your nose.
Next up, Sox baseball commentators Don Orsillo and Jerry Remy can't seem to keep it together when they crew captures a fan... like twisting his lady's nipples on camera.
Oh, shit. I wouldn't be able to hold together either.
No, they saw themselves on the big screen or something, and they're like, hey, I'm gonna grab my girlfriend's breast.
Hey, we're on the Jumbotron. I'm going to titty fuck my girl. Ha ha. I like that.
And after about 10, 15 seconds of silence, they just lose it.
Like they come all over themselves.
Tune into Red Sports Talk weekday mornings from 6 a.m. to 9 with Dennis McCallion on WEI Sports Radio Network.
So they're showing a couple couples.
A couple of couples. Let me tell you something. These chicks are fucking hot as shit.
There's a couple of happy couples.
I'm gonna be tweaking those nipples too. Let me see.
Summer night at Fenway Park.
Does it now?
Hey, yeah. Oh, then he barely touched her rat. Barely.
Silence.
I hear them laughing a little bit. Apparently, they can't contain themselves. They turn off their mics so they can crack the fuck up.
Nick Markakis.
Game's canceled, everybody. I do like how they can't continue with the game. Calm down. They're just titties. Calm down. Man, he still can't get
it. They will not announce the game.
Strike two, Markakis. Jones.
There's been two pitches already.
I know. He grabbed her titty like 5 minutes ago, dude. Calm down. Still.
Breaking ball fouled off.
Well, the ones together.
One and two.
I think the one managed, and he's carrying it for the ball.
First two innings, 43 total.
Other dude still can't do it. There he goes. I mean, it is funny. Not that
funny. The playman must be pissed because he's doing his job.
I know. He's like, wait, so,
I think it's time to get down to Heidi.
It's very awkward when you're doing an audio type thing and your partner just shuts the fuck up and now you have to do it on your own. Meanwhile, you're very used to having a two-man thing.
Two ball, two strikes.
Two balls, two strikes. It was such a little thing that you know really shouldn't have been affected. Like, he's never seen a guy grab a tit before.
He barely grabbed it. It was more of like, it was so slight, almost like a pat, because he didn't even get a handful on there.
Well, she was very small-breasted.
Well, still. And plus, she kind of put the kibosh on it right away. She kind of grabbed his hand.
She was all packed into like a tight T-shirt.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was like an A cup at most, maybe a B.
I don't know. But the way you described it, I picture him like really getting into it, you know, like really grabbing a hold of something.
That wasn't the thing was, is the two dudes. That was nothing, but the two dudes not being able to get together.
I know, that's the main
thing. Although whoever the play-by-play guy is did it, he did a good job. I got to give to him. He got it back together.
He was a pro, real pro. Listen, man, I don't care what you fucking... Go down on her, man. I don't give a fuck.
And baseball announcers shouldn't even be paid. There's like barely any action. There's always silence. Like they like let you hear the crowd noise, and there's like.
And there's hit the first.
Here's a 2-1 pitch.
You know what though? You do have to memorize all the names of the players. So that's something.
It's 2-2. But so there's no like. Like, hockey is the worst, because you have to know the guys right away. Like, you know, there's a pass from Gunderson to Smith.
Yeah,
you gotta know it.
You really...
I've announced hockey in college. It was rough, because...
Hockey and football...
If you don't memorize
it's so fast-paced.
Yeah.
I think with baseball, even I can do it, because I would have a list of everyone's number next to their name.
Yeah,
and then when
easy.
I seen the dude show up, like, I see the dude up at the...
There's only one dude on one side up, and you know, maybe on the bases.
Before the dude's up at bat... You see him doing his practice swings, like, oh, what's his name?
It says it on the scoreboard.
Yeah, so I'm right there. Like, I would have to learn some baseball lingo, but I don't think it'd be that hard.
And then
for
on
me.
The scoreboard the whole time is like, it'll say, you know, Victor Martinez up the plate. I'll have all stats, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah, I think I'm totally not a sports guy, and I think I could manage.
The good thing about doing radio only, this is TV, but to do radio only is you can be behind and no one knows the fucking difference.
That is true.
If it's not on TV at all.
Oh my god, you know what I would do? I would listen to another radio station, some other dude's play-by-play, and just repeat that.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't know any different.
That's good. Next up.
Don't some dudes, they like listening to the, they love a commentator so much on the radio that they watch TV and then have headphones on.
Well, it's not that they love them so much, it's that the TV people are usually so shitty.
Yeah.
And they're always like,
I've seen that before. I'm like, what the fuck? This, what's
I
the
do
TV?
That, I do that. I used to do that too, but it's harder to do now, but
Is the timing off now?
Yeah, the timing's not right. Mm. Sometimes we do it. Like, when I used to watch football games, my father, like, ah, these guys suck, put on the radio. But then it would be so off, you'd know what happened before it happened on the TV.
So the TV is before the radio?
Yeah, it would be, the radio is before the TV.
Oh, is it?
It would be annoying. Like, and they score, and it's like, incomplete. And you're like, it's not as fun to watch, you know?
You're getting a fucking, you're getting a spoiler. Yeah.
This is a girl named Maddie Bliss from about a year ago. Well,
Maddie
over,
Bliss?
About a year and a half ago.
Sounds like a fake name.
She was putting out weekly songs. And this is one of them. And it's not the worst song, but I think it's funny how people post these songs with no music, mind you.
Oh, it's a cappella?
Yeah, and they just sing their song. And okay. They think people care.
People only care about fucking podcasts, you bitch.
I posted a video on my channel.
That's singing, obviously.
I think I posted it yesterday, or two days ago.
She's singing in her kitchen, so it's horrible acoustics.
Right now, I'm going to
see your dishes in the background. They're nice.
I'm going to sing the song.
There's like some kind of gold leaf on the edges. I like it.
One. And this is like one of my first songs that I wrote in this book. Like, I've written a lot, but this is like the first one I wrote.
This is your typical internet, too much information before I get to the fucking point.
Yeah, I know. Just fucking sing, girl.
I know it might be hard.
I might be hard. She's pretty good looking.
This is sort of a mirror image because her shit's backwards.
I know. I'm looking at her shirt. Or she's wearing a shirt with like Russian writing. So I don't know what it is.
You know, that'd be interesting to have a shirt with backwards word on it. It'd fuck with people.
Yeah, and then when I look myself in the mirror, I read it.
You know it's true.
Say, like, I have a huge cock.
We should make a backwards Hot Wheels kid shirt. Horrible advertising, though.
I know. I listen, people do read my... When I wear my Hot Shot WizKids shirt, I see people eyeing it, reading it.
I'm sorry,
people are curious.
For what
I mean, you can buy one. It's on the website.
Keep in mind, she's had at least 13 of these songs. I don't know how far she kept going. So there's another one on the side that says Weekly Song 13. Like, so she was in a lot of songs.
I mean, she can sing. I mean, she's not an awesome singer or anything, but I mean, she can sing.
She's one in a billion. You know how many people can sing like this? A
lot of people. You know the thing is, though?
And you know her family's like, you're so talented.
But the thing is, she's just as talented as the big fucking stars. If some producer got a hold of her, he could fucking make her into something. Everything's bullshit. She's attractive.
But there's gotta be a reason why Katy Perry's big.
I don't know.
Is it her tits or is it just...
I was gonna say... This chick, put her in a fucking bikini,
but it wouldn't work. You know how many girls are doing the exact same thing? Yeah. Same voice as this girl in a bikini, and no one cares.
No, let me tell you something.
What is it? Luck? Is it the management team? What is it?
It's a little bit of everything, all rolled into one. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother.
Bro, you can find a really hot girl in the mall tomorrow.
And I will.
And manager, and you know, she could go nowhere. She could be the best singer.
We'll see.
She could be the greatest singer of all time.
Guaranteed trick. Guaranteed. Okay, listen to this. She sings while blowing me at the same time.
The dog just bark?
While a dog barks in the background. Do all three? That's a fucking hit.
She just licked her lips.
Oh, that was the hottest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
You should memorize your songs. Be more impressive.
That is true, and you should have listened to it before you posted it and said, huh, that dog barking in the background didn't really help me, so let's do it again.
The structure of the song is boring.
Yeah,
there's no chorus. It's 4 minutes of just her yammering.
I mean, like I said, you know, voice is fine. You know what the thing is with me? Like, if there's like a chick, kind of pop singer, singing, and I'm watching the video, I want to be staring at her breasts or ass or something. And mostly, they let you, because, you know, they wear the good outfits. She's wearing a fucking sweatshirt. Voice ain't shit, lady. That doesn't mean nothing.
I had a hard time even figuring out what word she was saying during that song.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck she just sang. I mean, by the melody, yeah, I could tell it was fine.
And so watch out for those. Subscribe to my channel. Give it...
She's doing sign language at the same time, which I appreciate for her deaf listeners, which listeners isn't really the right word.
I'm sorry if you didn't catch that.
I didn't hear you say sorry once. You might have.
I don't know what the fuck she's doing.
Here's our next biggest rapper. We're looking for the next big white rapper to replace Eminem.
Eminem didn't go anywhere. He doesn't need replacing. He's right here.
But this guy wants to get big.
Yo, it's me. I'm right here.
His name is Top Dog, D-A-W-G. This is a song he entitled Smoke Weed.
Top Dog, the boss dog on the mall. You can fool, you can brawl, you can smack. You can never attack. Come get me back. I'll pimp slap your face. Give you just a small taste.
Is he like British or something?
I think so.
If you watch this video, he has British teeth.
You smoke weed.
Like horrible fucking teeth.
Like me, because I got the greed.
And he's a very, grotesque
make a meal.
Looking person.
Because I'm going to make a big deal. Because that's the last meal.
I was listening to his lyrics.
I know.
You can fool, you can brawl, you can smack. You can never attack. Come get me back. I'll pimp slap your face. Give you just a small taste. My own medicine. You say you smoke broccoli. You say you smoke weed. Well, you ain't like me because I got the greed for money.
Hey, you smoke? Yeah,
and
broccoli.
I got all the fly honeys. So chill. Hey, make a meal.
Sense.
Because I'm going to make a big deal. Because that's the last meal. Pussy.
Wow.
I like that how he decided to forgo a beat and instead just have the drone of a TV in the background.
Rocking. He's fucking...
It's very groundbreaking.
You never heard of a rap a cappella?
No. He had the music in the background, the TV, and that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty... He rhymed a lot of shit.
Top dog, Mark.
We need a new spelling, a cool spelling of the word dog. Because, I mean, we all have, you know, regular dog. Now, sometimes, like Snoop Dogg, doesn't he use a double G?
Yeah. D-O-W-G?
Yeah.
D-O-W-G?
Exactly. Now, this guy uses the D-A-W-G.
He's on top. He's the top. Of all the people who are dogs, D-A-W-G.
I mean, he's the best.
He's the top.
Because
I smoke broccoli.
No, weed, not broccoli.
Who smokes broccoli? Is that what he had for dinner? He was watching someone make broccoli in the background.
The thing is, you could smoke meats. You can't smoke broccoli,
smoke
as far as I know. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever lit up some dried it out and lit up a broccoli. You might get really high.
Maybe. I'm going to try that this
weekend.
Listen,
I'm gonna believe what Top Dog is saying. He knows what he's talking
And you know about. What? You better be goddamn well sure that at work, they're not testing for broccoli. Go ahead and smoke it, man.
You're right. Yeah. This week's Song of the Week is a little song called Seven Mary Three, Cumbersome. Actually, the song's name is Cumbersome by Seven Mary Three.
Reverse.
This is the post-grunge era, like around 96, 97, where all these bands who kind of rocked like Nirvana, like, hey, let's give them a record contract.
This is still a good song. I remember hearing it.
This guy's got a Fu Manchu. He looks cool.
Yeah. You know what's funny? This is the only reason why most people know what the word cumbersome means.
You think so?
Yeah. I believe so.
This is
Without
from the
this song, no one would know what this word means.
This is from the album American Standard, which they took from a urinal that he saw once.
Yeah, I pissed all over his album.
They have another song. I should have played My My, because he says, one of his lyrics is, bought a CD. I just like he bought a CD is one of his lyrics.
Well, you love buying CDs.
Well, I used to. Not anymore.
I know. Well, now.
That's what, it ages really the song. Anymore. People are like, CD? He got one of those big loans, like high interest loans?
I know. I'm not even sure what that even
no,
stands
No, not even
for.
Loan. High interest, where you put your money in for like 2 years.
Like a money market account. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that even stands for. Cash deposit? I don't know. I don't know money because I don't have any. Just because I'm old, I still like this song.
I love this song.
Yeah, I like the song just because, you know, it came out when I was, you know, in school and shit.
I believe I could sing for a 7 Mary 3 cover band. Because I could do a singing like that.
Can prove it.
Cumbersome. To my girl. See?
There you go. You're right.
I'm pretty good.
You did it, man. Good for you.
Living too light, too rock, too white marks, wearing no pants. I'm sucking his cock.
Dude.
Cumbersome.
You and Top Dog should get together. Imagine some kind of like rap, rock.
Why are my freestyles always involving your cock?
I don't know, but we gotta mash up that shit. That'll be awesome.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna get in touch with that dude. We're gonna work on that one.
Singing is the only way you can get away with making weird noises if you say something. Like in real life, you can't say, "Hey, go take out the garbage." No, wow.
True. Well, if you have like Tourette's, people kind of let it slide. It's like, nah, dude's got Tourette's.
Maybe we should just start singing our orders at McDonald's.
I'll have two Big Macs with cheese.
They already come with cheese, sir.
Without cheese, then.
I'll have someone else sing this part, though. I don't know if I can do this part. I'll just speak it.
Yeah, he's some shit. No offense.
Cumbersome.
That's not how he says it, man. He's not doing this gruff voice.
It's too black, it's too white. Anyways, go to hotshotwithskids.com.
Exactly, we're not black or white.
Go have some fun with your life for a change.
I know, enjoy yourself. Listen to all of them. There's like 8,000 episodes. Listen to them all back to back. Take up a little bit of time. Hotshotwithskids.com. Tell a friend.